So today we're going to focus more on respect and transparency. As Justine said, though, of course, you know, with every one of these principles, it's very much part of a whole. But I'm just going to run through very quickly what those two principles entail. So transparency really is about open communication with community members. And it really requires communication about the conservation goals and purpose. So this is very much in the context of community-based conservation, of course. We need to communicate very much the goals and purposes of what we're doing. We need to be able to communicate why certain choices are made and what the effects of those choices might be. And this means not withholding any information at all about any uncertainties or weaknesses that might be linked to these choices. Now, the reason why that last part is so important is that we have a tendency to want to sort of sell our intervention or sell our conservation project. And actually, in community-based conservation, that's not the way in which we should necessarily operate. The idea is really to be completely transparent. So yes, to highlight some of the benefits, of course, not to, just to conservation, but also to communities, but also to highlight that there are certain things that we don't know. There are uncertainties around all of this, and there might be weaknesses as well. And we really need to be very transparent about that, because that can otherwise lead to a breakdown in trust between conservationists and the community. It also means that in terms of transparency, community members should be given the opportunities to be very much involved in making choices around community-based conservation. And that means choices in terms of the interventions, for example, that might be put in place, but it also entails choices in terms of hiring local staff or working with certain households, et cetera, et cetera. So they really need to be given the opportunities and the means, very importantly, to be able to communicate back to conservationists in terms of any clarifications that they might need, in case they have any concerns that they might have about the programs or the intervention. So transparency is a fundamental component of community-based conservation, because it both requires and builds trust between conservationists and local communities. So in practice, what it means is that there are a few questions that we can ask ourselves. And these are questions that we need to ask ourselves, not just at the beginning of an intervention, but really throughout our activities with local communities. So it's really about, you know, have we been clear in communicating our conservation goals, including the purpose, but also, as I was saying, any possible negative or positive effects? And have we done this regularly? And are we doing it with all community members? So it's really important here that it's communicating not just with those affected directly by the interventions, or the people who we see as being affected directly. In a community, it's often the case that actually everybody's going to be affected indirectly or directly, and it's important to communicate with them as well. The second question is, are we really being transparent, completely transparent in making choices? So for example, are we being transparent in identifying households that we might use for a pilot intervention? Are we being transparent with everyone about hiring community members, for example, as program staff or other hiring? And this last question really is key, and this is why I put it again here. Are we communicating with the community as a whole, or is our communication restricted to a set of local leaders, for example, or local program coordinators? And again, it's really important to be able to have that transparency with the community as a whole. And this is, all of these questions are really key to be continuously sort of asking ourselves and reflecting upon, because the way in which we disclose information or withhold it, worse, really affect the long-term relationship that we can have with our partner communities. So as a quick aside, because it is incredibly important, and you will have seen this in Charu's book being referred to in numerous points, is that the issue of transparency is incredibly intertwined with the principles of beneficence and non-maleficence. So in other words, it's crucial to constantly remember that in community-based conservation, efforts are aimed at benefiting the communities and not causing any harm to them in any way. So these are really the sort of key aspects to remember. These are key principles that actually are linked to all of the partners' principles. And so what do we mean by not causing harm? So it could include not causing any unhealthy competition or deepening any existing divisions between community members. It means not harming the local culture and not giving in to any sort of unreasonable requests or demands or setting unrealistic expectations. And this is very much what Ajay was mentioning as an introduction to the principles that we've already covered. So really the key to remember is that any intervention has the potential to cause divisions in a community if they're not carried out with full transparency. So for example, a community might have its own way of decision making. Now, whether those methods are equitable or not, that's not for us to say. But it might help sometimes to use those existing systems rather than imposing a new system that we might feel is more equitable. And so, you know, we really need to sort of work with these local communities and not cause any harm or create any divisions in that way. And transparency will be crucial to that. The other really important principle, very, very closely linked to transparency, but also to these principles of beneficence and non-maleficence, is respect. So in the context of community-based conservation, respect is obviously, you know, having a very fair, very honest and very respectful relationship with local communities. But the really key thing is that local communities are considered as equal partners in conservation. So the reason why this is such a key point, and Charu in his book described it really perfectly, if you read that that chapter, is that respect is not really just about sort of how we conduct ourselves, you know, with civility and things like that. It's really about our fundamental viewpoint or standpoint, if you like, towards communities, because that can have a huge influence on the way in which we work. So even if we don't know it, there's a sort of unconscious bias that might come in unless we see them as equal partners. So the key is not to see communities as, for example, receivers of aid or people that we use in order to move our conservation goals further. It's really to see them as the main provider, as the main actors in conservation, and to see them very much as equal partners in that broader interaction. So the respect really requires that we adopt a very honest and open communication. So that means that obviously we need to communicate things openly, as I've said in the transparency section, but it also really means that we need to hear the local community. So it's very much a two-way interaction. And there are lots of ways in which we can have this sort of really active listening process with local communities. A lot of it requires presence, it requires, you know, to better understand them, etc. But a lot of it really requires the fact that we need to, you know, understand and hear the local community's needs and constraints, etc. And also really this fundamental understanding and acknowledgement of the potential impacts of interventions. don't minimize the effects that interventions can have, and certainly don't minimize the fact that certain negative interventions or negative ways of carrying out interventions can have some very, very deep-rooted impact, just not on just the community, but also obviously on conservation. So just being aware, really, of the community, of the way in which they operate, and the impact that our interventions might have.